The final four summits take place September 23rd in Appleton, September 26th in Eau Claire, September 30th in Madison, and October 1st in Stevens Point. Among those planning to attend is Rabbi Dan Danson of Wausau.
The issue that came up for us was poverty. We feel it by the requests for emergency relief in the use of food pantries. We see it in our members. And we want to have this summit be raising the issue and asking candidates who are running for office, what's your policy?
The poverty summits are sponsored in part by the Wisconsin Council of Churches. Its executive director, Reverend Scott Anderson of Sun Prairie, says he hopes to influence the November elections.
This is a priority for the religious community, and the degree to which we get involved and make our voices heard will determine the outcome of hopefully a number of elections around the state.
Anderson is harshly critical of Governor Walker's refusal to expand Medicaid and his proposal for drug testing food stamp recipients. Still, he insists that the poverty summits are nonpartisan.
Food stamps was signed into law in the early 70s by Republican President Richard Nixon. So there was a time in this country when meeting the needs of low-income families was not a partisan issue in the same way it is today.
Rabbi Danson says the goal is to get the attention of both parties.
You need to be talking to people who are poor. You need to be listening to their needs. You need to be hearing what they're experiencing. You know, candidates change their minds. Parties change their minds.
The first poverty summit took place in Milwaukee in June. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.